Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market has gotten off to a particularly encouraging start in early trade on Tuesday in the context of what was generally a weaker session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned overnight, particularly on Wall Street in the final stages of the session, which was quite volatile but saw technology stocks marked down with some enthusiasm. The NASDAQ finished down by about 1.25% and the S&P 500 was down by about 0.33%. It was a pretty unconvincing performance as far as European markets were concerned as well. In Frankfurt, the German DAX was down by around 0.25%. The French market lower, as was the Italian market as well. So in terms of what we saw in the opening stages of trade this morning, the ASX 200 building to an improvement of around 0.7%, which was immediately before lunchtime. Things have tapered off only modestly since then. But what stands out in particular is a recovery for sectors which have been quite beleaguered over the course of recent days. So most notably, energy stocks are bouncing back. So oil prices up by about 1% in the last session. That's in contrast to what has been a pretty convincing downtrend over the course of the last week, where oil prices have fallen by about 6%. So today, energy stocks are the most improved group. Also, financials, which have been, again, at the forefront of the weakness for the market over the course of the last several sessions in particular. So today, we're seeing some pretty spirited recoveries for the CBA, ANZ, and Westpac groups, which are all up by more than 1%. In the case of the CBA, up by about 1.8%. Property stocks also are doing quite well under the circumstances. So Mervac stands out with a 3.5% improvement. So that's not a bad outcome in the context of what has been an increase in government bond yields as far as the last session in particular is concerned. But on the other side of the ledger, as I said, the tech stocks were marked down on Wall Street. So locally, our own markets emulating that theme. So technology stocks, or their proxies if it were, WiseTech down by about 6%, Xero is down 3%, Afterpay down by about 5%, Altium and NextDC each down in the order of 3 to 4%. So some pretty solid declines there. But elsewhere, as far as company news is concerned, Brickworks shares are up by around 0.8%. They've had an encouraging update associated with their AGM. They've spoken about margin pressure in their US business, but that's being balanced out by the efficiencies that have been delivered at the hands of recent investments. They're also saying that the Australian momentum is improving and that they are expecting elevated levels of activity in all states across the country domestically. So that was seen as good news. ProMedicus down by 4%, notwithstanding a pretty encouraging update at their AGM. They're anticipating a strong second half of the year. FY22 is tracking ahead of budget. They're speaking about the prospect of additional sales, but nonetheless, the shares are down by 4%. So I suppose you could see that in the context of that stock being up by about 13% month on month. So it's still doing quite well, notwithstanding today's pulling back. Technology One shares are down by around 3.3%. They've reported their profit up by 15% for the full year, revenue up 4% at $312 million, a final dividend of just under 11 cents per share. As I said, the stock down by about 3.33%. That stock's up by about 52% in year-to-date terms as well, so nothing tardy about its performance. The Australian dollar has been marked down again. That turns around the US dollar being higher off the back of rising government bond yields in the US overnight. So the Aussie dollar has lost about 0.25 US cent. So it's back to around 72.2 US cents.